still there today. I sometimes hear that little tune played in a dream of long ago, and in my brain runs the refrain, that old French refrain I used to know.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. It's Chris Earle. Chris's Helpful Tips. We're going to do a triple play again today. We got a couple of callers calling in. We got some requests. So we're going to be doing probably about 10 artists, three songs each. My buddy Adam's supposed to be calling in here in about half an hour. I also have from 7 to 8 p.m., Edward's coming back in here again. We're going to chat a little bit about Dunkin' Donuts and other things like that. And if you have any requests, any advice you need, 855-915-9636. Chris's Helpful Tips is now on the air until 8 p.m. Starting you off with a little Richard Cheese. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, you start the year off. Junior prom, like a firecracker.
I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the
WMFO in Medford, starting you off with a triple play of Neil Sedaka.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver.
You on the head, love you.
cousin to a chimpanzee. Like I was reeling and a rocking and a swinging from a coconut tree. Oh, honey, can't you see you'll bring out the monkey business in me? Rang-a-tang-a-ling, ting-tong, I'm related to old King Kong. Honey, won't you say you're mine? With a hunky-dunky monkey shine. When you hold my hand, I'm a prehistoric man. I go ape! Like a barrel of monkeys on an abba-dabba honeymoon. I go squealing and a screeching and a howling like a big baboon. Well, baby, I'll explode if you don't come and kiss me soon. Yeah, yeah! Bananas and bring you coconuts too. And we'll settle down in the nearest county zoo. Whoa! Rag-a-tag-a-ling-ting-tong, I'm related to old King Kong. Woo! Honey, won't you say you're mine? With a hunky-dunky monkey shine. When you hold my hand, I'm a prehistoric man. I go ape!
There's Neil Sedaka with I Go Ape. Don't hear that one that often. It's from 1959. He also did Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Do-do-do-down, doobie-do-down-down. Remember that one? Comma-comma-down, doody-do-down-down. Calendar Girl, they played it in Deadpool. So he got a little resurgence there. But yeah, Neil Sedaka, he started in, I think, the 50s, like 57. And he was born in 1939, and then he had a resurgence in 75, and he wrote all kinds of songs for people, and he had a nice little career, and now he's 84 years old, and he's probably relaxing. Actually, what is he doing in his later life? Let's ask Wikipedia, what is Neil Sedaka doing in his later life? Sedaka underwent a procedure to remove a benign skin tumor from his nose in March 2021. So he's trying to save his nose. That's probably a full-time job at this point here in 2024. In 2000, Sedaka launched a series of free mini concerts released through his social media channels as a method of entertaining his fans during COVID-19. Each daily concert featured three songs from his discography. He paused the series in December because he contracted COVID-19 himself. Story of everyone's life in 2020. But then he resumed on a reduced schedule in 2021 after recovering with no symptoms. Oh, good for him. But that was back in 2021, so I don't know. Wikipedia's not up to date. Let's see. What is Neil Sedaka doing now? Should I ask Jeeves? Neil Sedaka, what is he doing now, Jeeves? Or do I ask Siri? Neil Sedaka, the latest. How about I put that in on the Google? The latest. Today's mini concert, 6/21/2023. So he did a little mini concert in 2023. We're going to listen to it? No, he got his three in. It's triple play. It's not quadruple play. It's not sextuplet play. It's triple play with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. Well, Edward's coming in around 7, and then we're going to stop the triple play, and we're going to BS. Here's Neil Sedaka in 2023. He looks good. He looks like he's out in the Keys or something. Let's hear what he has to say real quick. It's not going to be considered a quadruple play. Just something fun. Here you go.
Good morning. It's Neil Sedaka. We're in June 2023. And I've been very fortunate over the years. I've had about 25 or 30 chart records in Billboard, the top 100. And 5 number ones. I'm going to play 3 of my number one records.
Holy moly. Listen to him go.
Tell me that you're leaving.
Oh, good one.
Can't believe it's true.
Good one.
Girl, there's just no living.
Something to do with you. Oh, breaking up is hard to do.
Don't don't take your
love, yeah, away from me.
Away from me.
Pretty good, Neil.
Don't you leave my heart
in misery.
In misery.
Good one. Oh, baby, tell me a tune, sing me a tune.
Then I'll be blue.
Breaking, breaking up is hard to do. Nice one. He's getting a new triple play. All right, now we're going to give him that. He sounds great. He's 84, everybody. Come on. Sounds like he may have had a little stroke, maybe a little palsy, but I think he's all right. It's Neil Sedaka in 2023. Let's see him do Laughter in the Rain. We just heard that from 75. Let's see if it's any different. Laughter in the Rain.
12 years, and Elton John signed me to Rocket Records.
Oh.
And we had a number one record with this. Where is
he? He sounds like he's an old Queen. I always thought he was married with kids. There we go. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh,
oh,
country roads with my baby. Too much singing a song with Neil Sedaka on WMFO in Medford. It's Chris's helpful tips. Ooh, I'm singing with an 84-year-old man. Ooh, there's laughter in the rain. There's sugar cane in my coffee. All right, enough. And then, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together. Love will keep us together. Think of you, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along singing a song. Don't get me round, I gotta get done. You gotta stop, ooh, 'cause I really love you. Great stuff. I've been thinking of you. Well, that's Neil Sedaka. I gave him his triple play. He actually got a couple of bonuses there. I hope the guy lives forever at this point. He's great. He's great. He looks like he's performing at like a Piggly Wiggly or something, or down in the old Punjab Lounge or something. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, that's from 6/21/23. I hope he's still going. That was the latest. You know when you put in like the latest on somebody, you see what's going on? Like if you type in, what's Chris Earl doing right now? You're going to see me on 1/19/2024 performing at WMFO. You'll actually see me on screen. There's a camera right on me right now. They're watching me, everybody. They're watching me. They're watching you, too, but they're watching me more because I'm doing something interesting. You're just sitting around listening to the radio. Anyway, here with you until 8 p.m. My name's Chris Earl. We should probably get to another artist. We've only done Neil Sedaka, and he did a great job being the opening number, you know? I got to keep that up. I'm going to do a little Richard Cheese. He's my buddy. Let's listen to him.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earl on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so...
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed. My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. 'Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back, baby got back, baby got back.
maitre d'. Let's cook it. Stop. Grab a table and a menu. Ice is back in this oriental venue. Hungry for a little chop suey. You got some dim sum, bring it right to me.
You know what you want?
Yo, can't decide. Column A, column B, I like fried. Shrimp and spare ribs, my fingers I'm licking. Waiting for the main course, kung pao chicken.
Spicy.
I mean hot like a stir fry. If you can't take it, order moo goo guy.
Pan.
Means chicken and mushrooms. While you're on the soup, the food is here too soon. No substitutions, but you get
hot tea.
They say vegetable, but that means
snow pea.
If I get dessert, yo, I deserve it. Check out the chow while the waiter serves it.
Rice, rice, baby. Rice, rice, baby.
You're eating sweet and sour, but you'll be hungry in less than an hour. Use chopsticks or don't, it don't matter. Fingers were made for a poo-poo platter. Egg
rolling
with egg foo young. My dinner is cooking like Connie Chung. Noodles on standby, chow mein nearby.
Egg drop?
No, I'm a wonton soup guy.
Soy sauce.
Hot mustard smoking. My plate is clean and my fortune cookie's broken. Busting a bite of Mongolian beef. Get a mint toothpick for my teeth. Take out leftover lo mein. If I eat any more, I'll have a weight gain. If I get dessert, yo, I deserve it. Check out the chow while the waiter serves it.
Rice, rice, baby. Rice, rice, baby. Rice.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Tip to your waitress.
Rice, rice, baby, to go.
You're in the middle of three with Richard Cheese, his Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift that receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things in your chest you need to confess. Yes, we deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
All right, boys.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Your own personal
Jesus.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips / Triple Play with Chris Earle. Kind of a little bit of time travel, and it's pretty much the Chris Earle show. It's whatever the hell I want to do for 3 hours. So I'm playing three songs a piece by a number of different artists, and I get a little Rocky kick every now and then. I bought a nice Rocky CD. It was the Rocky Balboa soundtrack. So this is 2006, and it had all kinds of great stuff on there. I don't know if you guys like the Survivor, but I love Survivor. And they had so many other great songs other than the Rocky soundtracks. So I'm going to play a couple from Survivor. Well, I'm going to play three from Survivor because it is a triple play. And in a few minutes, I believe my friend Adam is going to be calling me all the way from California. And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Actually, we got a phone caller right here. This is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is Chris Earle, and you are on the air with Chris's Helpful Tips. Who is this?
This is Pete.
Pete?
Yes, Pete. Last name is Miss Thatcher.
Pete what?
Miss Tuchin.
Pete Tuchin.
Miss Tuchin.
What can I help you with? You are on the air.
Well, I heard that you've had some very helpful tips.
I do have some helpful tips.
You know, and I'm going through a very specific journey at this point in my career, and maybe you have some good Friday career tips for those who are in between things right now.
Sure. Sure. Friday, in between things, like in between work and going out to party, or like in between things, like in between jobs, in between people.
That's it. It's jobs and people. It's both. Because as we know, in the working world, it's really about the people and making sure that you get connected with those that really can make a difference when you collaborate with them.
Very true. Very true. So you need advice on staying connected with people or avoiding people?
No. I'm a people person. And, I just really try to, with navigating through social channels, you don't know what bear you're going to meet in the woods. And I just want to know what channel would you recommend navigating through and into?
What channel?
Yes, in terms of social media channels. Just for work purposes, aside from LinkedIn and aside from some of the usuals. What are your thoughts on that?
Some channels to dive into while you're in between things. I would say maybe go into the past. Maybe go to the big 80s on VH1. Maybe a little MTV. Go to the launch in August 1st in 1981. You have J.J. Jackson. You have Mark Goodman. You have Alan Hunter. You have Nina Blackwood. You have Martha Quinn. And they'll play all these old 80s songs. And it'll make you feel good. And it'll put you in touch with a perfect world. I believe 1981 was probably the perfect year.
Such a transitional year in a lot of ways, and not unlike in the times of today. There was a lot of change socially and disruptive technologies. And MTV at the time was a disruptive technology, if I'm not mistaken. So video killed the radio star, really, was that first flag in the sand for that group. Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan of the Buggles?
I am more of a Devo guy just because, I love the progressive sound back then, not just talking about Whip It and some of the ones that you would know on the pop charts, but some of the ways that they changed the new wave sound, that definitely. And again, back in those days, it felt like, there was new video coming out. It was like everybody gathered around the television like it was the Ed Sullivan Show or some nonsense like that.
What do you think is going to be the new thing? So let's do a prediction for 2030. What do you think is going to be the new thing in 5 years? Will there be some new radio show, TV show, social media event? Where do you think people are going to flock in 2030? And we'll stick with demographics of a younger crowd, maybe 40 and under. What's going to be their thing? Any predictions?
Okay, so then we're gonna turn a page, being Pete Miscatcher, and we're going to say something in the crypto realm, because again, that's very disruptive technology. And if there is some way to add utility in content, because as we know, content is by and large king, that's where the disruptive technology will come from. Given the recent advancements when it comes to the platform, crypto used to be a very four-letter word. It is now a little more adopted, but for the 40 and under, this is going to be a store of wealth and a conduit for Web3 and some of those other areas of disruptive technology. AI, obviously, it's sort of happening right under our feet right now, whether it's medical or whether it's in terms of how we receive content or how we invest. Those are my, that's my 2 cents from the desk of Pete.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So again, if you could incorporate, if companies can incorporate that kind of on-chain or that unlock that utility with Web3, or you know, I'm not even talking about NFTs, then I think we're really going to see some amazing new products and ways of interacting in the next 3 to 5 years.
You think cash is going to be king still, or is it going to be gone?
I think there will always, for those over 40, I think they're going to still be tethered to king dollar. But honestly, if you listen to trailing millennials, Zoomers, you know, they don't collect baseball cards. They don't collect physical things, if you will, things. They like, you know, digital experiences. They like connection via those various social channels, you know, whether it's really an extension of the Internet of Things, the IoT, if you know that one there, Chris.
Sure.
That's my 2 cents. It's worth about one ether at this point.
The bumblebees. You're gonna have the beehives. You're gonna have the swarms. We're gonna have. Are we very close to becoming the Borg from Star Trek? Do you think that'll happen in the future?
Yes. See, that's the real test of the metal. There is, what side of the AI trade is anybody going to be on? That's the key. You're going to first see it in medical. You're going to see in some of the achievements when it comes to medical insights and helping physicians. But then you really have to look at, you know, those companies that are really, you know, whether it's over in the fintech, financial tech realm, and then you're going to have to look at the way omnichannel marketing operates. Certainly Meta is trying to embrace that right now. How do they monetize with those on-chain utilities is really the key here, Chris.
Mm. Yeah, good point. Yeah. What do you have for 2024? What are your upcoming plans for 2024? Have you made some immediate goals for the New Year's?
New Year's goal, yes. Well, if I can just buckle my belt here for a second, I think I can provide something for you. Yes. Well, there is going to be a happening going on in crypto. I think that's very important to pay attention. So there are going to be some great trades that I have, and I'm not going to disclose what I have or don't have, but I think that's going to be an element of surprise. A little awakening for some, but an interesting new 2024 dream for others who have embraced that. Myself, I am going to try and ride that magic carpet all the way to every time zone. That's going to be my play.
Nice. You'd be like Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yes. Pointy curled shoes will be amongst those items. I'll be getting on Etsy once this happening happens in cryptocurrency in April 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little Devo for you. You said you mentioned some Devo. And I might play a little Threefer of the Beastie Boys coming up. And some Survivor.
Survivor.
I don't know. What do you think of music these days? Is there anything that's good out there? Do we have to go back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s even?
Yeah. I think you really have to, you know, again, I appreciate you offering this bevy of enjoyment here, sir, because, I love the idea of with the eye of the spider, as is known. From Survivor, as well as your Devo and your Beastie. And I will tell you something else. Maybe we could even throw in some older school rap too. Something like maybe The Message. That would be super.
Some Grandmaster Flash, sure.
And, yeah, absolutely there. You know, we could even get into. We're not going to ride along the Van Halen streams very much here. Let's look a little bit deeper and look at some Boingo Boingo, which is sort of a fun, peppy thing on a Friday, you know, if you're going to go have a nectar and sit out in the backyard.
Sure.
And maybe some Fat Boys would be brilliant because they are so under the radar these days. Nobody even touches that stuff these days. They're, you know, just the title would get you canceled in my book.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I got a little Grandmaster Flash coming up here in the background for you.
That would be delightful. I mean, it really would make my Friday. It would put my mind at ease. And to be honest, it would let me plug into the good old days.
There you go. There you go. That's what we like to do here on Chris's Helpful Tips. We like to educate as well as entertain. And I got a little Grandmaster Flash with Melly Mel, of course. Of course.
Very enlightening, sir. Very enlightening. This is a very positive message you provided. You've given me the groundwork for looking forward. Because we have to be very forward-thinking these days, you know, very forward-thinking. At all times, be vigilant for that. So, bless your heart.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Well, I'm going to move along, and I'm going to get some Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five coming up after Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. But please call on in again and enjoy your night. And it's music you don't like and advice you don't need here on Chris's Helpful Tips. But I hope we provided both.
Both have been provided from the desk of Pete. Miss Toucher, yes, both have been achieved.
Very good. Talk to you soon, my friend, and thank you for calling in to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Onward and upwards, sir. Onward.
Onwards and upwards.
Pure as the driven snow.
Connected to my mind.
And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low.
Cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one, baby.
Don't let it blow your mind away,
baby.
Go deal into highway. Cause white lines blow away.
Blow! Rock it! Blow! A million magic crystals painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Freeze! Rock! Freeze! Rock! Freeze! Rock!
It's a three-fer of Grandmaster Flash here on WMFO in Medford.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skip the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses, down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own.
Her brother's doing fast on my mother's TV, says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, birds, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick up, kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for
you. You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Bad Bad Freddy told me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said my. Flash is fast, flash is fast, flash is fast. Flash is cool, Francois, c'est pas flash, ain't no do.
You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Aquarius, the King Creole, Pisces, Cowboy, Virgo.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the storyline come true. Can you feel me tremble?
All right. We have Survivor in the background here. I can't hold back. And on the phone, I have Adam Roth, Pasadena, California. How you doing, Adam?
Hey, hey. Good to be on. Hey, never mind that Pete guy. He has been debunked. He's been unmasked. It's actually myself. I just could, you know, when I called in, I was like, whoa, maybe I should stop at a certain point. But then, you know, you don't want to break character.
That's right.
Radio. You want to make sure you just, you know, stay true to the game.
You were a character, and you were committing to the character. At first, I was like, wait a second. I'm like, I don't think this is Adam. And you had me for a moment there. You had me for a moment, but we rolled with it. It's excellent, absolutely. Excellent radio.
Thank you. As Harvey Keitel said, just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. And that would definitely define
you. That's right. That's right. That's the Winston Wolfe from Pulp Fiction, right? Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. Right. Yeah.
Right, right. Very important disclaimer there, said by the Tuxedo Keitel. Man, we could reminisce a whole bunch, but God, what would you like to talk about? I'm an open book, dude.
Yeah, why don't we talk about movies a little bit? Why don't we talk about, you mentioned a Tarantino escapade, as well as there's also The Wedding Gift. I like The Wedding Gift. And there was Roger Ebert. I actually have a signed Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert poster that I had put up and framed yesterday. So why don't we start with that Roger Ebert story that you had mentioned?
Sure. I was over at the Toronto Film Festival with my brother-in-law, Eric. He's from Chicago. And we were there to support my brother's movie, Hostel, which was being shown over in Toronto. And I remember we were in the hotel, like in the lobby, and we were starting to have a conversation with Roger Ebert, who's definitely very much on the decline. And he was in the elevator. We were out of the elevator. And I was just saying that, hey, here's my brother-in-law. He's also from Chicago. And he's like, he was trying to start to have a conversation, and slap, the elevator door completely closed on us. And that was it. That was my highlight of Toronto.
So did he close the door on you, or did...
I honestly don't know if he had, like, the functionality to still be pushing buttons at that point.
Oh, really?
The poor guy's decline. But, like, you know, seemed like he was nice enough. And my brother-in-law was, of course, you know, a long-time fan of his. And, hey, you know, moments come and moments go sometimes.
Sure, sure. This is going to be horrible to ask, but did he have a jaw at that point?
That's a fair question. The jaw was still intact. After that elevator ride, I don't quite know because I wasn't in the elevator now.
Sure. Yeah. So going to Siskel and Ebert, who do you think was a better reviewer?
Well, both had their different styles, as you know, and they were a great complement to one another.
Yeah.
But I thought Siskel led better in terms of introducing the movie, talking about some of the initial background of what the movie is, like its log line and pitch and who the stars were. But I think, again, as a color guy, I thought Ebert was sort of a very good... He was sort of like your Scottie Pippen to Siskel's Jordan.
Sure. Yeah. I loved both of them, and I miss those type of movie review programs. You know, they were two of the best. You know, I really, you know... Gene Shalit just wasn't it for me, you know? And Rex Reed.
That guy, he's so recognizable when you run into him in Grand Central Station. Like, he looks exactly like, you know, what he looks like on television. He's sort of a tall dude.
Yeah.
And the mustache, it's like a big gypsy cab driver in a car with a large mustache on the hood.
I think everybody should grow a Gene Shalit mustache at one point, even if you're a woman. Why not?
In this day and age, everyone is welcome to do so, you know. And by the way, thank you for having me on. I'm canceled on any other radio show between the dials of 87.6 and about 110 on FM and AM. So thank you for bearing me.
Very good. Well, yeah, we're very open here at WMFO in Medford. I've been on here since 2007, pretty much. And I used to do Wednesday nights, and now I drop in on Friday nights. And I enjoy it. It's fun. And today I was doing a little triple plays, like three songs from a number of different artists. And I pretty much do whatever the hell I want here now, which is nice. It's a nice, you know, it's something that you can't have with any kind of commercial radio stations anymore. This is, I had a buddy call in and, you know, I had a person from WBCN call in and say, your show is similar to like what the Big Mattress was years ago. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice little compliment. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's a wonderful little nugget there, actually. And by the way, you just came up with like your billboard across the Mass Pike. Like, you know, whatever the hell you want with your tagline.
Yeah. Chris Earle, whatever the hell you want. Yeah.
Whatever the hell you want there, Chief.
Yeah.
I'm all day, most days.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think my tombstone, I always wanted to do like a whole bunch of tombstones. Like the first one is give me 5 minutes. I think that's what I need on my tombstone. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be back. You know? Well, we talk about, you mentioned an event at Tarantino's, and you said a guy from Slipknot was there.
Yeah. The guy, DJ Starscream, I believe it was. It was a bachelor party over there. Didn't get too out of hand, but it was really cool. They showed the movie Bachelor Party there, and Tony Katane was there as well, and tried to hook up with a buddy of mine in the cab after, but that's when it started the time.
Yeah.
Essentially, Marilyn Manson showed up with his girlfriend, and then at some point about 1 or 2 in the morning, like, Tarantino had hors d'oeuvres and all sorts of stuff, and then Starscream and I started to complain because there was like this Asian candy with like this really weird wrapped cellophane stuff, and we went over to Marilyn, and we were like, can you help us? Marilyn, we're stuck. Can you help us with this candy? Because we can't unwrap it, and the pieces are getting into the intricacies of the sugar. And then Marilyn just kind of had this parental look in the face like, I just don't eat the candy, please.
Nice.
It was a weird experience.
Did the Chinese finger trap with the candy. You remember the little finger traps that you would get?
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, again, it was a really strangely paternal side of Marilyn Manson you'd see, like, once he's off stage. But he still had, like, the big movies and everything.
So favorite movie of all time for a comedy is one of them, Revenge of the Nerds. You said you saw it 7 times in a row.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Again, that's 2 more than Pete's Miss Toucher. Between August of, it must have been August of 84 into the fall, ninth grade, dating myself here, I snuck in 7 consecutive weekends into seeing Revenge of the Nerds. I was not 17, probably didn't have a ticket, but it was done at the Chestnut Hill Movie Theater, which probably is not even there anymore. It is probably now a super duper Uber Amazon Stop and Shop. But yeah, 7 straight weekends in a row. I think I hold the record. Guy Guinness will not return my calls at this point, but you know, one can dream, really.
Yeah.
And I can recite times during the Revenge of the Nerds party with the Tri-Land committee to make sure that they were Tri-Land material. I can give you those times if you wish at a later date. But Wormser and I did confirm those times, which was, I think I have the best knowledge when it comes to that particular movie.
At that point, did they say Delta, Delta, Delta? Can I help you, help you, help you? Was that in Revenge of the Nerds, or am I confusing that movie?
It was Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
I remember trying
them. The Alpha Betas. Mm-hmm. The Alpha Betas were sort of like the bullies, the football, you know, the big strapping lads, you know, on campus who would just terrorize the nerds.
Mm-hmm. And I remember Ogre. Ogre, you a-hole.
Yes. That's the side of that during a Passover say, or something like, and now we will look at the bitter hurt Ogre, you blip.
Yep.
Ogre. And he corrects himself, Ogre.
That guy's he's great. He played a crazy guy in quite a few movies there. I forget what his name is, but the guy that played Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, he played Fred Pawlowski.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I got my brother an autographed pocket protector, from Lewis.
Nice.
That was it.
His name is Donald Gibb is Ogre. So David Carradine, you got him a pocket protector?
Yep, signed pocket protector, limited edition.
Nice. Anthony Edwards always tried to distance himself from that movie, huh? He was...
Once you go and start with Tom Cruise in a Flyboy movie, that's it.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You really have to make sure that you give yourself some real estate.
That's true.
I haven't met Curtis Armstrong before. Nicest guy. The director, Jeff Camus, salt of the earth people making a nice grassroots effort, university film about teenagers.
Sorry about that. We got a siren going by there. But, Curtis Armstrong, I just rewatched Better Off Dead like 2 weekends ago. Great movie. And he's one of the best, of course, one of the best characters.
He's skiing on one ski.
My brother makes this monster eggnog with lighter fluid. Yeah.